Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Mwongere ngaro katondo muyiza we bintu byona.
Add God a mighty hand clap.
Uraba wereza we.
For his ministers.
Musumba Newman.
Pastor Newman.
Awamo nomu vono ziwe.
Evangelist son of son.
Nomusoma Bible.
And the Bible reader teacher Mukere.
Mwongere ngaro izamanye.
Add him a mighty hand clap.
Ziwe chitafu abawadda amanye.
Give them to the fathers the power to them.
Give them to
Christ who has accepted us stand in his ministry.
Give
them to the Holy Spirit who is joined on their lives. And they preach with the right thing. We are children of men. We don't know to speak rightful things until we have the spirit of truth. And he make us speak the truth.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You can sit down slow. Inside you as you think. What can I do to fight to become a new creation? What can I do to this old person? For already he's dead. He does things of the dead. What am I to do to kill them the second time? He's dead doing things of the dead. That's why you kill them, they never die. Now they need to be buried. That is what is remaining. That which is buried is forgotten. Yes. That's why the graves, we bury the dead, leave them in the bush. Now the old man has to be buried. Just killing him, that man will fail us, for he died already. He does things of the dead. They need to be buried. But those who buried together with Christ Jesus, we would have left him already there. If you still manifest him,
may it
be that in the burial you never buried that man. In the burial through baptism. So bury, leave him there. We come back with a new. If he pursued and followed you up, you went, you not given him up. Praise Jesus much. Maybe in adding on that word,
there
is no person who is despised by Satan who can help those despised by oppressed by Satan. But Satan is going to oppress all of them. Now, if Satan is still oppressing you, do not expect to heal anyone who is oppressed by Satan.
Maybe.
Both of you are going to be oppressed. You think about that.
Satan
still oppress you, use you over things not right. There is no one you're going to heal.
Because
already you'll be a servant to that which oppress you. Are we together there? Now fight so much, you become a new creation. The entire old man with his acts, that you can destroy him. Our Lord Jesus is spoken of. He walked healing all those oppressed by Satan. But he first overcame him in the desert. And he no more pressed him. If Satan oppress you in any corner, no one you're going to save that oppressed by Satan. Except Satan is to oppress both of you. For there are seven boys in the Acts who went to help those oppressed by Satan. Yet Satan still oppressed them. He beat all of them down. The one was oppressed. And those who went to save, heal the person.
Now,
my brethren, there Satan is still oppressing you. He made in you the beheadedness and the
softened.
And when you reach there, you'll still be healing immoral people.
People
say, I oppressed you, beheadedness in you, that you find miraculous. Look, you'd never soften. Foolish. Other man, why does Satan treat them like that? They want to heal those oppressed by Satan. Them to Satan still oppress them. Now what he does, he oppresses all of them. Praise Jesus much. You briefly there. In the Acts chapter
10
verse
38.
This one was anointed with the Holy Spirit and power. And he went about doing good, healing all those who were oppressed by Satan, because God was with him. But God reached to be with him. He hated all evil. And God anointed him, anointing of joy above all his brethren. You want anointing, power and the Holy Spirit. Still you fail to hate it.
It
still overcome you, oppress you, the pride. You don't care. Whom will you heal?
You
if me too, I was still oppressed by that. I would have helped even a single.
Yeah?
Read that Acts, we see. Acts chapter 10, verse
38.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus Christ the Nazarite, God anointed the Holy Spirit and power, went about doing good,
and
healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. But the main aspect right here, he walked healing all those oppressed. But you know how Satan oppresses? And he makes you fornicate, you no more understand the things.
Begin
to fornicate and commit adultery on men and women who smell. And he draws in the night, go to the shrine. And makes you lie in all things.
He
makes you into a fraud. A person who is a liar. And he oppresses you like that. And he possessed the heads. He's told you.
Others,
they got sick. They are lame. They are all funny. That is the oppression of Satan. Now, Satan still oppresses you in one corner. Don't expect to heal those oppressed by Satan. Because already Satan, when he oppresses you, you are still a servant to him. Still, when he still oppresses you and overcome you, you are still a servant towards it. When you reach a you, lose this person. It's a you. You
myself
are sitting down. Who do you familiarize? Are you still oppressed by Satan?
Not
pray to heal those oppressed by Satan. And where we are going, those oppressed by Satan in all ways. Still fighting with one man who you say he remained in you.
Yet
foolishness which remained in you. You fight with a woman that should remain in you. Yet it's foolishness.
And
the others have tens of thousands of men and women who remained in them. Look, you still have one there. Say you. You two still oppressed. You've come do what here? Don't expect to heal any person oppressed by Satan. In all ways of Satan, how they are. When you're too still oppressed by Satan, it is very hard. It is impossible.
Satan,
if you still have a corner, he oppress you. Even if in a bed where you sleep. In the bedroom you are with your wife there.
And this
point oppress you, it knows it.
Knows
it, I still oppress this one. No way they go to heal those oppressed.
If
I find them, beat them and terror them, I will oppress them.
Yeah?
Yes. You know, in John chapter 8, he says, if you overcome by sin, you are a servant to it. Cannot wake up and back that leave these people. You are a servant to it, and it knows very well. It is your master. John chapter 8, verse 34.
Yesu n'abaddamu nti, daladala mbagamba nti, ulimuti ye nakole chibi ya muduwe chibi.
Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin.
Olwasa tumwetano.
Verse 35.
Omudu taberera mu nyumba mirembe na mirembe. Omwana aberera emirembe ne mirembe.
The servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abides forever. Yes. John chapter 8 verse 34.
When
a person is overcome by sin, he is a servant to it. And it's your master. When you are overcome by pride, you now soften. You don't humble. You don't believe. You do not change. I'm sure. You are a servant to
era
that. And it's your master. One day you will go cast it from others. I'm sure it has to backfire your way. When you touch immoral people, pray for them. Morality is killing you.
It
will just tap in that in you. And will move to commit immorality, you'll be surprised. And you say, but at least before I was well off, and I was just lasting,
I
feel I want to sleep on them.
The sisters
will draw close to your brothers,
and
just look to them in another way. You know, we encourage you in many things by the Spirit of God. Those to marry get married, and to marry you marry, appear and fulfill their obligations there. And you're going to stubbornness there. And wait that you go heal those oppressed by Satan. Who deceives you? Impossible. He's waiting one thing.
He
waits to go heal those oppressed by Satan. Yet you to still oppress you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Have you seen it?
Satan
still oppress you. There is no one you're going to heal among those oppressed by Satan. You do not have even the work
left
in you. When you struggle right here and you finish, I tell you truth. You will commit adultery and fornication, you'll be surprised.
We
tell you, look proper. You remain with frowning your face. You're
going to meet people frowning,
and you'll even speak is obscenities their way. You are with your master, he knows it.
Think of
trying to move around you more.
But
I dare see you have gone to heal those oppressed by Satan. And I still oppress you. Are we together? There came seven boys. The time to have come. They heal those oppressed by Satan.
And yes,
Jesus, they saw him, and Paul.
Paul,
all rubbish, he moved out of it.
Eh,
And they say, what? Demons say, what you familiarize? All you, I still oppress you. You've come to heal the one oppressed by me still.
Ah, Lord.
They beat them. And they beat them more than the one they possessed. You familiarize your master.
That is a matter of.
Let's read with this. Acts chapter 19, verse
13. Ne betulinkirira okwogera erinnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu kwabo abaalina dayimooni nga bagamba nti mbalayiza Yesu Pawulo gw'abuulira.
And then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon themselves to call over them who had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. Verse
14.
And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew and chief of the priests, who did so. Verse 15.
Daimoni nadamu n'abagamba nti Yesu mutegera ne Paulo mumanyi naye mwe bani.
And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?
Onyole 10 n'omukaga.
Verse 16.
Omuntu yaliko daimoni n'ababukira n'abasinga bonna n'abayinza n'okudduka ne badduka okuva mu nyumba eri nga bali bwerere nga balina ebiwundu.
And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded.
Verse 17.
And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. Verse
18.
And many that believed came and confessed and told of their deeds. They came, decided to say, but if
you're
just going to speak of the name, Satan still oppress us. Let us confess them. Let's repent for Christ. You know these men got so ashamed. You will get ashamed.
These
call all the spirit of Abaddon. They will not come. When already you have your master sin and Satan. These ones came and they began to send themselves. Seven boys called their sons of the priests. That because you are with the teaching priest still, if you refuse to align yourself, you think you are going to work as I work. Still you think you are strengthened, it's finished. Demons, they know you. They know how they oppress you from out there. And they know there's nothing you are going to help.
Because
they still oppress you. Whom are you going to help whom they oppress? When you reach there, they will tell you, Jesus, we know him. Even apostle, we know them. You, who are you? We still oppress you. Come to heal with those we oppress. Now me, you begin to attach yourself on me. When you've not attached and look to righteousness we all try to do. But me, I think like this. The sign hold to committing righteousness.
Things
holding on me that will speak about and taught heavens and the angels, they will slap you. Demons will tell you,
we know the other as
him, his righteousness is on him.
Even
his God works with him. You, where is your relation with him?
Are
still there, you wait as you move away. Now you're still in the umbrella. That switch is put around. That's put on me. Yes.
Wait.
You'll move out, they will take you circuit. One day teacher Eddie moved out there as he began to teach. Demons arrived. He remembered.
He
said, apostles sent by the Spirit. Demons want to mess up the service.
Other
tell him, teacher, let's purchase this demons. Pray for this person. He says, sit down with it. As they finished rich court of study, demons were already arrested. Because the relation with God was there. Let me tell you, you would have gathered your own righteousness. And it is yours. And God has given it to you. And it is yours. And you do not look much on mine.
Did
you expect your excuse that I told you?
If
the others, they had Jesus and Paul. But they were still servants of sin. They were still oppressed by Satan. And they have no way. They can heal those oppressed by Satan. Now you're going to preach to the married. You are in all confusion there. You preach to who? After you would have just preached to them, you are a woman. You submit to husbands. You will reach home, the husband will back at you.
And
he said, look at this dog.
Satan
will say, see? Me, I oppress you. You went to heal others. That's the anointing you have been given the others. They have not gotten alive. Anointing has been flowing from the head. Don't pretend within anointing. The spirit who works, they don't pretend within him. The exact field in you is what will come out.
Not
because you sat with the holy ones. That will speak holiness. It will first fill within you. Are we together? We are on tension tightening.
And together.
For we are going.
Campaign and restoration.
Do revival and restoration. On the 13th September. But
we'll
reach there. There are things out there. They wait to get out of that gate, you go to campaign revival. Begin to speak of angels, apostle, he preaches. Teacher Eddie,
have you seen?
We are going to heal those oppressed by Satan. Yet Satan still oppress us. That's dangerous.
Satan
still oppress you. You are going to heal who? Just to kneel down, give your husband food. Put water for bathing. You refuse. Let me laugh at you. You are lying.
No
one you're going to heal. Now, me, I've done works tried on you. But you have beheadedness. That you're going to heal those oppressed with Satan with those beheadedness.
Hey, what's your Aya bas. Omanyi Yesu ngamazo genda.
Jesus after he left. Kati abatume
mizimu jagamba.
Apostles demon said fine.
Mutubulire.
Tell us now.
Muze muchi.
You've come in what?
Mu mission.
In a mission?
Where
wali? When he was there? Man,
tujikobe ne jigenda.
We chased them, they have gone. In the onen. And they came back. This is when they chased them and they refused. You are with Jesus. That it, what does it mean? But at the time they were with Jesus, he cast them. And they said, we too cast demons at our side. In our ministry of knowledge. Our side, they don't come there. As they have moved elsewhere, they wait them out there. Go in the name of Jesus. They are not going. The mother of the son said, the Lord, your servants have brought my son to chase the demon. It has, they have failed. Remember, they have ever chased them before. They come back rejoicing. Demons can listen to us. We are the ones. I said, no. You have just been written in the book of life. If you are not there, you are not holy.
Demons
still oppress you. You will see them ahead.
Yes, you have.
Praise Jesus, man. How have you stood at that point? But may I tell you, you remain with your beheadedness. You refuse to humble. Yet, see that you are in the work of God. You are going to fight with demons.
Oh,
man. The exact experience you have been before.
There
are ones you're going to bounce back and you wrestle with them. You wrestle and you cut it.
You see,
at the best, they never came there. We have been oppressed so much. You're going to pray prayers, I'm telling you. Men. Go! In the name of Jesus. Go! Nothing. They are looking at you. You're going to buy veils. You'll buy robes. You'll bring macho men. You refuse to align yourselves. You're not serving me. You are serving God the Almighty.
But
very bad to be that he will not be with you. Yet he has sent you in the mission. You see how you will struggle there. Pastor Robin. Those ones you are struggling with, they say, have she aligned herself? Not yet. They come back our side. They would tell us what took them there many days. That they gather is what we eat away. And we cause them grow proud.
The way you think
you are gathering, you're going to attack them. Yet you took headed, it eats up everything you gather. Every righteousness you gather, they eat it up. Pride, not softening.
You are
a woman in the kingdom of God, you urinate in a bottle. You are very hard. The
events,
commands God put there for you, you are very hard. You the bottle in the kingdom of God, then you are not easy. And the urine does not skip, but all in the bottle. There are women you find that if they say, I refuse, even if it's a command of God, and you read them the Bible, do not deprive each other. A big one. We don't deprive each other. If the way you want them is the way you buy me everything I want.
It could just beaten aside.
That's why you read the skill alone. That one you read in a bottle. And the urine never falls off.
All scriptures,
they put it aside, do what they want.
If you didn't
know your problem, that is the state where you relate in the bottle, let me tell you, woman.
They are all reasoning, the reason in their own way.
Either to smoke drugs, they are in the drugs of the seeds. And I'm about to point on you here. We
start
the 24 elders. You said 25 elders, yet you sit among us.
25.
They speak other things that they shame you. The Holy Spirit left the mercy seat in the third heaven. Mercy seat in the third heaven.
Now,
I don't understand what I can define you to be.
I don't know how I can categorize
it in English. Just the daft person.
Are
you present seated here? You would have aligned yourself.
Because Satan has oppressed you tens of thousands of times.
He put in the head 25 elders. Tell you the truth.
Yes,
Satan, if he still oppresses you, no one you're going to be healing. You still sick. Doctors, too, when they get sick, they are not allowed to treat others. Is it possible? It is possible. You are sick, then you treat another sick person.
You do what you want and feel comfortable
that you are serving God in that state. But Jesus, who was anointed
with
the Holy Spirit and power, he went about doing good.
You
will not be able even to do good.
So
we train you forcefully to do good. You
will
not be able. Everyone trained you as if they have not taught you. And all oppressed by Satan, for God was with him. He first hated evil. He hated it. He left it. They had no relation together. And he began to advise all those oppressed by Satan.
Say, the entire world is in the hand of the wicked, I give you wisdom. The Bible says, about destroy every work of the evil one.
But not yet destroyed your anger, not destroyed your rage.
You are going to heal others oppressed by them.
I pity you so much. But you keep being in this our comfort zone. And you think even where you're going, it will be the same. Each one of you are going to stand as you. And your season will be rich on you. And there are yours to stand. And you have to create your relation between you and God. Not mine with God. With you and God. Yes.
Not
your relationship and me with God. Yours with God.
Waji?
Are we together?
Nani?
Your relation with God.
Si
not mine with you and God. And it is yours as a person. God is with you as a person. Let's read Hebrews, we see. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9.
Wayagala obutukirivu nochawo obujemu. Biblia esula esokolinyirwa mwenda.
Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9.
Wayagala obutukirivu nochawo obujemu. Katonda o chavuda kufukaka mafuta gokusanyuka.
You have loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows.
Yes.
He loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore his God anointed him, anointing of joy above his fellows. You want to be above who? I even see people do quotations here. That the other, they are lifting them quickly. They are on the pulpit. You. This is when God anoints people and they bypass you. And they choose righteousness. And they overtake you. Yet you two are their brethren. This one was anointed above his brethren. Why?
He
hated iniquity
and
loved righteousness and did it in anointing him. He told him now, the scepter of your kingdom is the scepter of your righteousness. You beat all nations with their demons and you put them on the ground. That's why they have told us.
But
one they speak of here is our Lord Jesus. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 8 to down. When we've read in the Acts chapter 10 verse 38, Jesus Christ the Nazarite, God anointed with the Holy Spirit and power, and he went about doing good and healing all oppressed by Satan, because God was with him. But he first hated iniquity. God anointed him.
He hated iniquity,
loved righteousness, did it and walked within it. You want anointing. You want power. Holy Spirit, the fullness, join on you. The other is the Holy Spirit. You are not holy.
Now,
how dare you pass together when there is no agreeing?
Holy
angels, you want to walk with them. You refuse holiness and righteousness. What are you to do about that? For now you call them a vision.
And you say,
because the apostle taught us and you see them. Time will come
in
darkness is before your eyes because of unrighteousness inside the heart, and you retained it
and
called the entire vision, it never appear. You call angels and they no more can be there. Those days you will fast and there's nothing you see.
So our
Lord Jesus said that when the bridegroom is still there, those is with you, they do not fast, for there is nothing which fails and is still there. But after they go away and issues have remained, they will fast. You are here. Refuse to gather righteousness which would have prepared you, which have recommended you before God. Everything you ask, He gives you. You refuse. It's what is to recommend you. You ask what the Spirit beats, angels saw, beats, and God said, do it. You refuse. Now you're going to fight out there where you're going. And things have failed, remained there. Pastor, how is it there? You are with the bridegroom. Hey. You are with the bridegroom. There's no fasting. He's there, he's around.
And
because nothing has failed there.
Wedding
banquet, he prepared a powerful one.
Yeah.
Nothing can fail. All things are moving on. Every day we study. We eat and drink. We get healed.
Those
season things will remain there. You will fast. You will seek righteousness by yourself. You refuse to suppress your body as you live sin.
Give
body eat pride. Yes. That will have fasted today. Now that day you will fast to get out of it. Yes, we fast and we suppress the bodies and the souls that out get stubbornness from us. Get out of it now.
Hello?
Are we together? When the bridegroom will go away, he sends you in a mission. You will fast and the things which have remained there. You refuse to gather righteousness. You would have fasted, seen, and moved and departed from it. And you suppressed your bodies where I enjoyed pride. And I will, it was sweet. Let me fast it. In those days I will serve God.
And I don't
serve with my body. Fasting, but righteousness recommend me. You feel softened in your faith. Can I dare soften? The scripture says, you submit your husband in every word. In every word of a what? If when shall we reach a point to bath them? Why not? Don't you say that they are your child? And you enjoy to be called mothers.
There are many
things which cover in there.
You are
a man filled with contentions. What can a woman reason? What if a God calls you reason with him? Who are you? Don't reason with a wife.
The
women reason foolish things. But you two, why do you bring foolishness in the council? God chases darkness in council.
And your reason
is no God in what is, there are no scriptures. And you want to be given attention. Then the confusion is much there. Recommend someone that you don't have it.
Righteousness
recommend are not you above your fellows, are not you in the power and the Holy Spirit, and then you move doing good. Righteousness, it recommends you for all of us. What you refuse to gather today is what is committed tomorrow. After our Lord just had it, he was anointed with the Holy Spirit and power,
and
doing good. He does not fall. There are those who say,
it's a one who
like apostle, and I am very godly. You, yet
sins
in you, how are you going to be godly with it? Itself will tear you up. You act the stubbornness you've never known. And what you want is not what you do. But sin in you stirs it up. You want to be godly like apostle. Apostle is a godly man. I first teared sin up and squeezed it out. What remained, I fought it. Up to now, I press everything, trying to enter his strangle it. You still enjoy your pride. How can I humble and soften? We are in the harvest of humbling. You are about to harvest, you're not softening. Trouble.
We've
preached righteousness, people don't know where they are being taken by it. God wants anoint you with the Holy Spirit and power, and you move about doing good, heal all those oppressed by Satan. God is going to be with you. He's holy.
And
he wants to be people who are righteous. Have you understood me?
And
righteousness will recommend you.
When
you not call God to catch demons, he will just come by himself. Because righteousness will recommend you. Yes. You are anointed.
Spirit,
in the fullness of all angels minister. But you, may I look and see you, and you rotate, even with your sin, and you move here and there with it. My sin. I say, fine. Let me wait where you will minister from. You will make phone calls from there, update me. I will laugh.
I
cannot go away because it's fasting prayer.
Enter
fasting. Told us we do not keep fasting. You were with the bridegroom.
The
bridegroom makes banquets, prepares security enough, the food enough, everything where it is enough. You two will go on to your banquet.
You
perform it like the other. Yet you don't prepare yourself for it. Let's read in Isaiah, we see.
Isaiah, Isaiah chapter
58, verse 8.
Kalo msana gone kulioka kusalange mambia. No kuona kone kwangu okuja. No butukirivu bobuli kule mbeda. Echitiba chamka mache chiri kusemba.
Then shall your light break forth as the morning, and your healthy shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Verse
9. Then
shall you call, and the Lord shall answer. You shall cry, and he shall say, here am I. If you take away from the midst of you the yoke, the pointing of the finger, and speaking wickedness. Yes. Righteousness moves ahead of you. The glory of God with you.
Kuma.
It will be your rear guards. Sure. Given thousands of angels. But he said, if you take away the pointing on the finger, he speaks of the yoke. Let me tell you what they call the yoke. There is a sin and it becomes something in your life. It's a yoke. You know yoke? They made that of iron and of wood. And they tie you in the neck. Yoke. Yes. Remember the year of Prophet Jeremiah. With Hananiah. Others fell on the yoke of wood and broke it. And put upon you the yoke of iron.
They became a yoke of the words.
We crush them, crush. Yokes of sin and crush them and crushing them. Satan ties in you and they throws away the key. And you look for the keys all days.
You
begin to lose your sin from yourself. And it's refused. Until we bring the word of God.
Some
more which crushes.
The more you put
there, the neck will crush it. You be strong.
No way they take a yoke.
And they just beat it you to get pain, feel the pain. Yes. But you have to bear it and it's beaten off your life.
Ay, ay, ay.
Now, where trouble has been, yokes are many right there. But every time, as we crush it, you harden and run away.
You said,
tomorrow's service, I will not be present there. And we'd have crushed it once. And you begin to bear your wounds once.
After it's a week,
you come back the next week. And you still have wounds on yourself. And we have to crush it again. And the pain is much. But it's no way to go. Maybe bear this. Now trouble is here. Righteousness.
You
had to go ahead of you. Before you go.
Glory of
the Lord. Join on you. Be a guard your way. Including
whole
spirit in his fullness and his angels. Now you want to be fronted by what? Where are you going? Yes, Apostle. People, as they are oppressed by Satan, they cannot heal both oppressed by Satan.
Because
Satan is going to both oppress them there. If they have failed to commit goodness, don't expect they will do good out where they are going. You person who fail to do good, you dodge it. Point you dodge and you clearly see it. Let me dodge this goodness. Because it humbles me and I have my pride. Let me give you an example. Kneel down to greet your husband. They would have lowered me so much.
Now
you know what you do? You just fake it like that. It's not real. At least you fake it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, Abuganda.
So, brethren, righteousness has to go ahead of you.
Upon
it, God will best to anoint you, give you Holy Spirit and power, and all the angels, and you move doing good. You heal all oppressed by Satan, because God will be with you. You need your own personal relationship, you with God. Yes. Not mine with you and God. No.
Yeah.
Is it not that? Not your relation with me and God, but your relation with God. But he says, that relation first had iniquity as we are reconciled together. Amos 3:3 says, you cannot pass together except you've agreed. He is holy, you've refused holiness. Here he said, be holy. Just as I am holy, then we pass together. You know, when you read Matthew 7:21, there are things will not go away. There is fasting and prayer. The same said, no. When the bridegroom, people fast why when he's still there. But when things will turn against them, they will fast. Before they were showing off, we cast demons, rejoicing over that. Let's read, we see. Matthew 17:21.
Na hicho keche ngerieno, techinza kuvaa watali kusaba. nakusiba.
But this kind goes not out but by prayer and fasting. Yes. What were there that he reached to tell them that? They brought them a child. They cast the demon it refuses. Remember they had cast demons before and they came back rejoicing. And they are rejoicing with just them. This time it turned against them. Now you're going to do fasting now.
Hey.
You are here, we do not fast. Do we usually fast? What happens? Are we attacked? You would have sought your own righteousness when there is still time. You've reached to bounce back to problems. You've reached to bounce chasing demons and find the bed strangle you. And the struggle of the bed to fall on the floor. And you pray. And you bounce back in tongues even. And you just remember tongues are not right.
But this is it again.
I did understand them. Because after you got mad, demon a bit near your
fallen.
Whatever came in the head, you prayed. Now, everything is flowing smooth. You refuse to keep righteousness. You break every command of God. It is you, you are you. Number one, become that God tells you that you are you. And even your decisions, you have them. Outside where you reach there, decide what to do. When demons will be pursuing you,
you
decide and say, let me bite it. Or you fall on it, strangle it. There are things going to happen on you before you align yourself. We are going campaign and do a revival. There is where you make a phone call. I have strangled it. And it slapped me. Let's get to verses below. Matthew chapter 17, verse
14.
And when they came to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, they had gone. Multitudes. That is where we are going. Multitudes. Taught us Abaddon. The child is home. The demon has possessed the child. Please come. You come. Please. Come and cast this demon. Amen. And if never created a relation, a trouble has come. They can kick you with your camera. Let your husband stand in this, have stood as them.
Now we know him.
You two have to stand your own. They have stood there. Righteousness is theirs.
Now I,
if your wife standing, she stood for her
we
sake. Don't claim that the family we have stood. Yes.
That's why
my children, from my wife, each one have to stand as them. They have no righteousness, how it stands, open up a relation with God. Praise Jesus much. Now you'll be there. In the mountains you're going to, and they come, they possess my child. You come and you go call Abaddon. Let us see.
Matayo sura ya 17, olinyo lwe 15.
Matthew chapter 17 verse 15.
Mukama wange, musasire omwana wange. Kubanga agwensimbo zimubonya abonya nnyo. Kubanga mirundi mingi nga agwa mu muliro, era mirundi mingi nga mu mazzi.
Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is epileptic and is very ill, for often he falls into the fire and often into the water.
Onyole 16.
Verse 16.
Ne bamuleta eri aba ne muletera abayigirizwa abo ne batayinza kumuwonya.
And I brought him to your disciples and they could not cure him. Brought to the disciples. You know what happened? They could not cure the child. Disciples, are we there? How have we stood? You know, many of you out there showing off. Me too, Apostle, where you stood, I can stand there. Demons never appear here.
Oh,
you are joking. Why did you not first stand before we met? You would have changed that mindset. You gathered in places they persecuted you. Now, disciples, how are you? There we are going in the multitudes.
It's
who have taught everything.
And
now we have brought the sick. Begin from there. Jesus who said they and now he said let them go into fasting because they didn't suppress their bodies, take sins from them. They were in pride as I was teaching. Praise Jesus much. Let's read, we see. Matthew chapter 17, verse
17.
Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I endure you? Bring him here to me. Yes.
Doesn't
have to be where you are. Generation which is faithless. Where I will not be. What are you to do then?
I'm
there even to bear you. You bring the child here.
Yesu atuke sanga
there's a point you've reached.
No,
you not be present there. You will walk
with
Holy Spirit and the angels. Every time you want him to be there,
it's simple
to reach a time. If you
work
your own righteousness,
recommend
before God, he give his spirit and angels.
Not
every time I will be there. Have you seen where trouble is? You think every time I will be there. Apostle, they have attacked. Someone is giving birth, the labor pains not coming. The child remained in the middle of the lake. What should we do? They are dying.
One
of us, the heart is not proper. They have stolen them till they die. Bring them that do this, this, that.
In
that time it's you to tell them do like this. And you see how still they will work. You two will be demanded. Everything they demanded from you. Give us the truth. Give us God. Give us food. Heal us. Cast demons which aren't us.
Canceling your wabu lisonda.
Canceling every corner.
Wanutukoze watu tia.
Yeah, what can we do here?
Tulemo kutomera.
That we don't knock.
Kumbe te wakunganya.
Yet you did gather.
Butuki nivubwa katunda.
Righteousness of God.
Somanina nkona sabu tuki
nivubwa. You don't know even ways of righteousness. You're going to cause men a knock. You are here and everything moving smart. Though I sit down on other side, Apostle in the studio, if I'm there and the demons come here and you don't eat, don't you drink, don't you sleep well?
These
YouTube seasons have come upon you. Yes. They have reached on you. Jesus is not to be with you all days. Lifted, taken back to heaven. And I have sent you the Holy Spirit. And angels create a relation with those. Praise Jesus much.
It's going
to be on you all the time teaching. Won't you go out and make nations disciples? How is your relationship with God? Me, you surprise me. You think you came in the Catholic religion? That you're going to sit there, study all years? Who deceive you? Go teach us to profit. We have to go.
It's
not me will tell you. Reach a point, himself will tell you. Go into Nigeria. Where there is witchcraft. And he said, they choose me this one. They choose me Prophet Deborah.
And
Pastor Neoman. They go serve me in this place. He sent you there, he knows. Where the witchcraft is much. Reach there. As you still in the service. And the demons have come. You struggle. You can't speak the voice. They have hold your neck and the throat.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus
as much. They will block the throats.
These days,
they showed you in the vision and see you overcoming.
You're
going to preach in the congregation. As you preach, praise Jesus. And you begin to struggle to speak. And you struggle. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus much. Apostle walked up here and there. And he came back when he's well. Thank you so much. Because you took gathered righteousness.
And
you did have the stubbornness like the one you have. We left the stubbornness.
Yes,
not yet left you. Your actions, the show, stubbornness, you left it, it's not left you.
It
needs to be pushed.
Oh,
it's shameful to soften and humble you humble. It shames the body, let the spirit be honored.
And
the spirit is where you base to pray. And not in the body.
When
the spirit join with your spirit and not the body,
or
at least get shamed for humbling in the flesh. When the spirit is honored, you get ashamed.
It
needs to repent to that woman.
As you kneel
down and get shamed, but the spirit is honored. Me, it takes me nothing from me.
My
wife said, you have faulted me. Forgive. I get glory and honor before God. He knows why, how he takes me. Maybe she knows. Now I have him in my grip like this.
Musekachi.
Why are you laughing? I said, you know how she takes it. But whatever you speak, it's up to you. God honors it. And when he calls those he knows on the earth,
he
says, have you seen my servant apostle? But you, even in the mouth, he cannot speak you out. For you hold no calls. You hold no hearts. Me too.
Humble
in the flesh takes nothing from me in the spiritual. In the spiritual, I increase. He lifted high.
And
reach a time you cannot stand me. There are tricks. Every time I humble, they lift me more. Heavens lift me. Anointing they top more. You, as you keep lying, even the little you gather, sin consumes it away. As you come from that sleep, and the lessons are like this, the bride has come. Praise Jesus much. Let's finish here. Matthew chapter 17, verse 18.
Yesu namubogolera, daimoni namuvako.
And Jesus rebuked the demon, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Yes. Jesus backed the demon. As the others rebuked. Why was the rebuke of the others? It never worked. The apostles. Righteousness never moved ahead of them. The glory of the Lord never recommended them. Let's read here.
Matayo sura ya 17, olinyole 19.
Matthew chapter 17, verse 19.
Awabayigirizwa ne bajja eri Yesu kyama ne bagamba nti kiki ekitulobedde ffe okuyinza okumugoba.
Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? Verse
20.
And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove from here to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Yes.
But
not that they were not hearing the word of God. For he spoke with them always. But they never minded. Everything, they took it like that. Their faith
in
3.5 years they spent with him. And it never increased. It was minimal. Yet spoke with them every day. Yet things he speaks, they choose out smaller things. Remember, faith comes from hearing and hearing by the word of God.
He
spoke with them, but whatever he spoke,
they
miss even the little and the thousands they spoke with them. Imagine 3.5 years. And faith is very small. It cannot have effects. It cannot have an effect of work.
If
you are almost like Satan, if you believe that God is there, God is one,
if
that is what you have, Richard, Satan, he too, he believes that, how will you chase him? Yes. You believe God is one, even demons believe. Now then what? What are you better than us? Where is righteousness? You don't have righteousness. What you believe, which you believe it. Now what are you saying else? Demons will joke with them. You say what? God is one. The Father above all them. Ephesians 4 verse 6. And they say, we don't know scriptures, but we know he is one. And we believe is one. Believe there's nothing better than us. Righteousness you would have surpassed us. Where is it? The wickedness you have, it's what we have.
What
are better than you, we have spread it much. Demons will argue with you. Praise Jesus much. God and your faith will be like of demons. And they believe God is there. And God is one.
Yet
you believe that. And they say, what are you better than us? Now you just be over what? Fine.
Let's
read that verse, you see.
Hey, Yakobo.
Yakobo esula yakubiri olinyolwe 19.
James chapter 2 verse 19.
Okirizanga katonda lyomu okola bulungi era ne basitani bakirizane bakankana.
You believe that there is one God, you do well. The demons also believe and tremble. Yes. We are even better than you. We believe God is one and we tremble. We fear.
When
we have God, we flee away. But you, even though you're part God, still you remain committed to evils to prove your very heart. In presence you have familiarized. We just hear God and we run away. God is coming. But you sit to study every day, you do your evils. And they say, no, no. We thought there's something you're better than us. You don't even fear God. You commit evils you've not remembered him.
But the demons
commit evils, they know when he finds us. And they're in fear. The name of what they've spoken? Jesus. Those who spoke, they're right. And if they're right, we run. They fear and tremble. They commit evils, they fear you no more fear. You sit in the synagogue as you sin, you come back. And you're hardened like that.
You
expect out, you just demons there. The faith you have is very small. Almost demons are better than you in believing towards God. For at least them, they believe and they tremble. The Lord should not fight us. Don't trust in hell. We know we're going there, but person rich, they are not onto all that. They never tremble over what? Fear of what? What is that? Hating evil? No. Now you, that you go chase them. You say you believe what? God the Father. That old man, we know him. Now, what else are you saying?
You boy.
Yes.
Jesus?
That one,
Jesus from our fathers. Fathers of demons, they are always chased. Now, what else are you saying? Holy Spirit. Where is he? How come you do not have him? Let us show you what we have. And they enter in new powers of darkness. Let's go back to Matthew as we finish. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. Matthew 17, verse 21.
Nae choke chengeri eno.
But this kind goes not out but by prayer and fasting. The time has come. You're going to be fasting. He even told them, if they have the bridegroom, they do not need to fast.
Okay.
Matayo esula ya mwenda ulinyole kumi.
Kumi na nya.
Matayo esula ya mwenda ulinyole kumi na nya.
Matthew chapter 9 verse 14.
Ne wali okawajja wali, abayigirizwa ba Yokana, ne bagamba nti kiki ekitusibyaffe, abafalisaayo emirundi mingi,
Then came to him the disciples of John, saying, Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples fast not? Verse
15.
And Jesus said unto them, Can the friends of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast.
Yes.
Yes. And things have turned around.
There
is no relation. And you have to fast.
And
now you remember to seek the Lord.
And you forget to seek
his book. It is given you time to seek him in the book very well.
They
run the Lord. My God. Praying and fasting. After I knew how I can work, all things became easy. I knew keeping righteousness, holding it very well, that it leads me. The glory of the Lord be my God. I be given all I need. I'll not wait fasting. You fast, you don't know even results. And you fast, you're going to cast them, and they show you the touch. And they beat you. Those who came from fasting. That's why you climb the mountain. As you fast, the demons sleep on you. When they came back, they say, the root has been won. Let's sleep upon them for roots the entire night. And after they used it so much. And you forget the fasting you went into. And God gave contrite of sin. Yet you not departed from them.
God gave
contrite of sin. And you gather righteousness. You fasted, it's finished. I have fasted, now it's close to me with power.
Oh.
You are joking. And the sins were still there. You're not giving righteousness.
He said they
do not know even fasting. They are in wasting time. They are just wasting time. The thirsty has and the famine has been on them for
vain.
Fast around we must apply it in this attack. Praise Jesus much. But when they came rejoicing last time, we have just demons. Jesus is still with them. Began to separate from them slowly. And when they go to work, he does not go with them. When our servants go to work, we go with them. As you see, Prophet Elisha, his spirit went with Gehazi. Yes. Today when you go and upset you, I go with you there. I think much how we live there. I pray the Holy Spirit angels to watch over you there. It reaches you have to have your personal relation with God. Where he sent you, I have not realized it. You've just gone, you and him. Now today, whose spirit goes with me? Just put me in the world as you see me. Who thinks of the way I stand? I have to have a relation with God. I have no pastor behind me who prays for me. That you strengthen the child. Oh Lord, where you've sent them. No one. I have to stand as me.
And
my relation be strong with God. When the child always grows in the home, they go get married, be there with their husband. And they move from the home. And they become one body out there.
You have to
reach a time and go.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. Rich, when salt is not there, you don't go back home to get it.
Have
proof you have a relation with the neighbors. Praise Jesus. Must have the neighbors, the Holy Spirit, and the angels of God. If you lack like salt of the word,
then you tell them in
vision, add me more.
Okay.
Luka esura ya 10 olunyole 17.
Luke chapter 10 verse 17.
Nevalia Luka esura ya 10 onyole 17.
Luke chapter 10 verse 17.
Awabo ensanvu nebakomawo nesanyunga bagamba anti mukama wafe nebadaimoni batulira muli nyalyo.
And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject unto us through your name. Yes. Verse
18.
And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven.
Verse 19.
Behold, I give unto you power to tread unto serpents and scorpions, and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall be enemies hurt you. Verse 20. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not, the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. One of what can strengthen the relation, prove your name is known in heaven. All things of power you are not known, it's what he told them.
He
say it is not going to work for you.
The
demons hear you today. After I would have gone away, names are written in heaven. And you have written perfected. Ezekiel 18 says,
the righteousness
of the righteous is on him. And the wickedness of the wicked is on him. Now, brethren, you prove that heavens understand you well. These you keep pretending.
You
prove heavens understands you very well. Prove you got saved.
And you written in the
heavenly places and you sit there.
Because
that Ephesians 2 verse 6 is what it says. We were saved by grace and we've sat in the heavenly places in the Christ Jesus. And
did
heaven's proof righteousness recommend you, heavens knows you.
If
you're like prophet Daniel, heaven's come down telling you are highly beloved and they can send you angels.
The
Holy Spirit can be with you.
Uganda,
brethren, I request you one thing. You understand that no person oppressed by Satan who is able to heal those oppressed by Satan except to be ruled by Satan and all be oppressed by Satan. That's what has happened in all churches you see out there.
It's
the fight you see there. Demons, they wrestle and fight with them. But if you'll eat iniquity and you love all righteousness, God is to anoint you
with
the Holy Spirit and power. And you go about doing good and you heal all oppressed by Satan. Prove your relationship with God. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being ready to put in action and to spread to the many. To make all nations disciples as the command of the Lord Jesus in the Matthew 28 verse 18 to 20. That's how we say I've been given power in heaven and earth. Now
we'll
make all nations disciples.
They
baptize them in the name of Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
And
teach them all I commanded.
For
I am together with you up to the end. If you will be doing like that, Jesus will be with you all the days of your life.
Amen.
Amen.